brought to you by Anywhere Map, now available as an app for all the popular tablets. See more at anywheremap.com. And by Bendix King Avionics. We've renewed our brand and our promise to deliver the best in general aviation avionics. See us at Hangar B, Booth 80, or at bendixking.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2012 in Lakeland, Florida. I'm with Bob Jones, and we're standing at the EAA booth in front of a just pristine 1946 J3. And Bob, this has an interesting story. You learned to fly in it. You first flew in it when you were 6 weeks old. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, my father was, after World War II, was dusting cotton, spraying around Montgomery, Alabama. This particular airplane was built in September 46 and was sold to Southern Airways. It used it as a trainer in the civilian pilot training program. And then when they shut that down after the war, they put him up for sale. And so he went over to Valdosta, paid $725, and brought this one home. And shortly after that, I took my first ride in my mom's lap in the back seat of it. And since then, five generations of our family have flown in it. He took his parents and flying. So we've had three generations of it actually fly it. My daughter Emily flies it. Our son Ryan is legally blind. He loves to fly in it. And in fact, he'll be here at Sun and Fun with me later this week. But he can't get his license because of his eyes. But so we've got, it's a family thing. It's a family heirloom. It will, you know, belong to them one day.
Now this Cub is in excellent shape. It looks like it was fairly recently covered or perhaps repainted. It's been in the family that long. How many times has it been recovered and rebuilt and restored?
Well, when I was in elementary school, real little, my dad had it recovered one time. And then I took over in the 60s, right about my 16th birthday. A tornado hit the airport where it was, tore the right wing up. So we took it apart and rebuilt it, and it took my sophomore year in college before we finished it. We got it finished. By then, I already had my student license, and so I, you know, flew the Cub then and went on and got my private commercial. I actually learned to fly this out of a 700-foot cow pasture on a farm we had up north of Lexington, Kentucky. And so we've recovered it then. Since then, I've recovered it three other times, the last one being about 2.5 years ago. We just finished it, took it all the way down and did a total recover. And that's when we had the engine overhauled and upgraded to 100 horsepower.
Now, with that 100 horsepower, you were telling me this has pretty good climb and not bad cruise.
Absolutely. For a Cub, it'll cruise at 85. I can push it up a little bit. If I close the door, I can get it to go 90. It's amazing what that open door does. But it'll get along real good at about 90 if I push it a little bit. But the big thing is it gets off real quick and it climbs beautifully. So and that's a safety factor. And even with heavy, a lot of people, I can never worry about getting off.
Now, where's the aircraft based, and did you fly it here?
I did fly it down here yesterday, and it's based at Sky Ranch Air Park, which is north of Baker, Florida, which is in the Panhandle. We're inland from Fort Walton Beach in Destin, and I'm the principal at Crestview High School there.
And how often do you get to fly it?
Well, I live at Sky Ranch, so I've got the Cub in the backyard, so this time of the year I fly probably two or three times a week. I fly it on the weekends, and maybe if I get home from working time, I can pull it out if it's a nice evening and fly around a little bit before dark.
Now, is there any kind of a promotional program related to EAA with this?
Well, what I'm doing here with it is the EAA is giving away a J3 Cub this year. This is the 75th anniversary of the Piper Cub and of Piper Aircraft Corporation. So in honor of that, EAA is giving a Cub away, a beautiful Cub that's just been restored. But it's up in Wisconsin, so it's a little far this time of year, especially to fly a Cub down. So they contacted Cub owners in the area and asked if any of us would be interested in bringing our Cub here, and I checked with my boss, and she said, sure, so here I am.
Well, it's a beautiful Cub. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2012 in Lakeland, Florida. We've been speaking with Bob Jones, owner of a beautiful 1946 J3. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Anywhere Map, now available as an app for all the popular tablets. See more at anywheremap.com. And by Bendix King Avionics. We've renewed our brand and our promise to deliver the best in general aviation avionics. See us at Hangar B, Booth 80, or at bendixking.com.